Basically, Megillah, the second Megillah quotes from the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos. The Baal Halachas Gedolos was a Rishon, early Rishon. You see him in Tosfos called Bahag. And he paskins, the Tosfos quotes the Bahag. We paskin like this in Shulchan Aruch. That if you forget to count at night, and you count in the daytime, you count in the daytime without a bracha, and that saves you. That saves you to count vayter with a bracha. This is the sheet of the Bahag, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Now, this sheet, we have to understand, because in everything in Halacha we have to understand. You have to try to understand the lumbus. So, the problem is with the Bahag, is that, I mean, make up your mind. Is the mitzvah at night, or is the mitzvah in the daytime? If it's at night and in the day, then say a bracha both days. If the mitzvah is only at night, what do you accomplish in the daytime? That's what's called mimonav shach in halacha, in lomdus. Mimonav shach means what's your soul, literally. But it means a catch 22, right? In lomdus, it doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? If the mitzvah is at night and the daytime, say the bracha both at night and the daytime, right? If the mitzvah is only at night, what have you accomplished in the daytime? By counting without a bracha, you accomplish zero. So I want you to understand what the lomdus is behind the Bahag. Follow the kasha? Okay. So the Mishra Brura, the Holy Chofetz Chaim Tzatzal, says that it's based on a sveik sveik, a double doubt, which we mentioned yesterday regarding Chodesh. What's the double doubt? He says, well, maybe the mitzvah is only at night, or maybe it's even in the daytime. That's one suffix. And even if you tell me that it's only at night, maybe each day is a distinct mitzvah, not connected with each other. You follow what I'm saying? Maybe the mitzvah is only it. Maybe the mitzvah is at night or the daytime. That's the first suffix. And even if you tell me it's only at night, right? So then I messed it up. No, but maybe each halachic day, you know what I mean by halachic day? Because halachic day begins at night, is a separate entity. You follow what I'm saying? And therefore I can count, maybe with a bracha, the next halachic day, even though I messed up this day. That's how the Mishnah Berurah Ma'as with the Bahag, based on a sveik sveik. Does everyone have that? Want me to say it again? Let's say it one more time. One subject is the mitzvah counting only at night or even in the daytime? If it's only at night, and I messed up because I missed the night, I can still say the next halachic day is a separate entity. You follow me? And therefore I can count. So no matter how you slice, I covered myself by counting the daytime, which should allow me to count by with a bracha. Okay? That's the sveik sveik of Mishnah. So the Rav Zatzal thought that was very difficult to say. The Rav thought that was very difficult. These posts are so big. Okay, thanks for moving down the side. Guys, move on the side so I can see here. The Bahag. Yeah, the Bahag. It's okay. The Bahag says, you know, usually when you have a sheet in the Shonen, the Bahag would have said it's based on the Sveik Sveik. I don't know if you've ever gone through the Bralokh or Mavadya Zatzal and his Chuvas. A lot of times when a posek makes a psak, they'll come up with a sveik sveik. You'll ask him like one rishon on this topic, another rishon on this other topic. So it's like a sveik sveik. On this topic, I'll hold like this shita. On this topic, you'll hold like this shita, and then you can come up with a kula. But that's if you're one of the gedolei achronim and you have all these shitas rishonim in front of you. I'll say, oh, it's a sveik sveik. I'll hold like one sheet on this topic, another sheet on this topic, but this is the same. This is one sheet, the Bahag, who lived in the 1100s, 1000s, 1000. He doesn't say it by sheet, it's based on the sveik sveik. So the Rav Zatzal thought that was not the pshat in the Bahag. He didn't agree with the Mishnah Berurah. He didn't think it was based on the sveik sveik, because the Bahag should have said it's based on the sveik sveik. He doesn't say it's based on the sveik sveik. So the Rav Zatzal embarked on a whole different pshat in the Bahag. Whole different shot, which is an amazing shot, which takes us 2 days to go through. So let's go through it slow. And I want to let you know, Mar Makaymus, I give you, don't rush through the Mar Makaymus. Go slow with them to understand them. That's the Iker. First of all, they understand. Okay? Don't rush them. Go over them and go through the. That first place is hard. So don't feel a necessity that you got to finish up the Mar Makaymus before Shira. Okay? So you go through them slow, make sure you get them good, and you can ask Kashas too as well. The Rav said the following. The Rav said, you can approach Sefirat Zomer one of two ways. What's that called when you take a din and do one of two ways? A chakir. Chakir is an investigation. In Lomdus, the Rav said you can analyze Sefirat Zomer one of two ways. One way is to say it's all one big mitzvah, and there are 49 legs to the mitzvah. That's one approach. The other approach, which was much more novel, which the Rav said was the correct shot. And what was that shot? That each day is a separate mitzvah. 49 distinct mitzvahs. And the Torah requires you to link them together to create a retzivus, a continuity, a series of digits that come together without a break. And the Rav thought this was the pshat, the better pshat. Not that it's all one mitzvah in the 49 legs to the mitzvah Yisrael Rasner, but there are 49 mitzvahs, separate mitzvahs, and the Torah requires you to link them together to create a series of digits of continuity. And the Rav said, this second pshat is the correct pshat. And he showed it from three marmakimus. He proved it from three marmakimus. Number one, where is the simon in Shulchan Aruch and Sefer Zomer? Simon Tuf Pei Tes. The two are quotes from Sajigon. Rav Sajigon has an amazing shita who says that if you forget the first night of Sefer Zomer, you're done. If you forget any other night, you're still okay. Maybe even you count the other days with a bracha. Now, we don't accept Rav Sajigon. And I will tell you, in our shul in the Second Seder, we davened, we counted Sefirah in shul. Because a lot of times, guys that rely on counting during that Second Seder, they end up forgetting. Because most Haggadahs do not have Sefirah in it. And when it's 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, you're finishing your Seder, you forget Sefirah. So I think it's one of the most common nights you forget, unfortunately. That's why we count our shul. It's called. But Rav Sajigon, what is the logic, the svar of Rav Sajigon? What is the svar of Rav Sajigon? What on earth? What's the difference between the first night or the 30th night? What is Rav Sajigon based on? It's a great kasha, no? So the Rav said, well, if you take the first approach and it's all one mitzvah, and there are 49 legs in the mitzvah, each leg is important, no? Makes no sense at all, correct? The Rav Sajigon. But the Rav said, I will tell you, if you take the second approach, you don't need a PhD in math. You don't need to be a math professor to tell me that you need to start a series of digits without the number one. Believe me, if they would have built, maybe it's not just a good muscle, but we'll say it anyway. If they would have built the GW Bridge without a beginning on the New York side or the beginning on the Jersey side, the bridge would not get off the ground. You follow me? You cannot create a series of digits without the number one. If you have a gap in the middle, okay. I don't know, maybe the car could jump over the gap. I'm plugging in the muscle. But you guys understand what I'm saying. You don't need a PhD in math to say, how can I create a continuity when you didn't have a start? You follow me? That's why the Rav Sajigon say the first night is only magic. Because that shows the second approach is correct, not the first approach. That's what he proved from Rav Sajigon. It's a beautiful riot, no? It's a beautiful riot. It's interesting we bring that up. The Rav's father, Moshe Soloveitchik, he started saying Shir in 1933, 90 years ago. He died in 1941, and then the Rav was living in Boston for 8 years. Actually, Moshe Soloveitchik was here much earlier. The Rav came over in 33 in Boston. He used to come once in a while to YU during those 8 years. So he gives Shir my Minchas Chinuch. But when Moshe Soloveitchik died, the Rav came and took over in 1941. So Moshe Soloveitchik, his father, lived in the Heights. He had an apartment on the other side. It's very cool. They used to say he could look out his window when they were building the GW. He would watch them, you know, when he was thinking and learning. He'd go take a stroll over there, look out the window. He'd see them building the GW. So we're using the GW as a Marshall Lumdus here. That's the first marmok. Get a kasher pork. Go ahead.
Yeah, when he says that you're done if you miss the first night, do you still count without a bracha? Yes, without a bracha.
Could be according to him you're done totally, but the other sheet
according to him.
According to him, it could be yes, you are completely done. But we would still say, he doesn't say it befeirish, but we would still say do it. We would still say do it. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, wouldn't the first side of the Hira also work in that Svara? You're saying it's one big mitzvah with 49 aspects. Wouldn't you need the first step?
Well, there are 49 legs. So each leg is a scholarship to each other.
So the first one's not it.
Right, that's what you got to say. That's what you assume. It's a good horror, but that's what we assume. Okay, let's go with the second mucker, which we do paskin like. A lot of guys don't know this. The Bir Halacha quotes from High Gaon. You know the period of the Gaon, they were before the Rishon, like from about 700 to 1,000. So Rav Haigon says, if you, for example, miss, let's say, day 8, and I'm counting 9, the Bir Halacha says, according to Rav Haigon, you have to say, Etmol was 8, and now I'm counting 9. What do you have to do that for? If it's all one mitzvah, and there are 49 legs to the mitzvah, you missed the 8th leg, move on. What do you got to dwell on it for? Don't be a dweller, right? Who said that? You guys like sports? Leon Hess was the previous owner of the Jets. They always used to say, your team's so bad. He said, I'm not a dweller. Let's go fight. Look at the next year. I don't know what came out of it, but that's what they say. He was a Yiddish person. He gave a lot of stalking. But what makes sense if it's all one mitzvah? There are 49 legs to do the mitzvah? You missed that leg. You're done. The Rav said, no. According to my pshat, it's beautiful. Let me ask you a question. When you're building the bridge and you have the 9th, right, and you didn't have 8, it means nothing. There's no meaning to it. There's no context to it. How do you give a context to 9? I missed 8. What do I say? Yesterday was 8, and what? Now I'm counting 9. You follow me? You give it a meaning. There's a meaning to it because you have to create a linkage. You have to create consecutive digits. So I do that by saying yesterday was 8, now it's 9. And we paskin like this. A lot of guys do not know this. Chofetz Chaim Zatzal quotes this Rav Haigon. If you missed a night, you say yesterday was 8, and now I'm counting 9. That's how the Rav proved it. The second marmok. And let's do number 3.
That works for both of
them, no? No. It does not work with both.
Do you say they're legs to the same hole? Well, you're looking to get back to the
hole.
This
is done. It's done already. It's all one mitzvah. It's 49 legs. You missed that leg. If you miss that leg, you're done. Only works according to the second approach. Number 3. Third marmok. This is one we do not possibly like either. The Sefer Achinuch. You guys know the Sefer Achinuch? It's also Rishon. It was written anonymously. Did you know that? We don't know who wrote it. Most of the Gedolim, till about 70 years ago, thought the Ra'ah wrote it. Reb Aaron Halevi was a Rishon. But recently, about the last 50, 60 years, based on different manuscripts, they think his brother wrote it, Reb Pinchas Halevi. It was a Rishon, but it was written anonymously. And he goes through every mitzvah. So where's the mitzvah of Sirius Omer? Shin Vav. And the Sefer Achinuch quotes the Morenu Shebedorenu. Who's the Morenu Shebedorenu? Doesn't say who, but it was one of the Gedolei Arishonim. It says like this. If you miss one day, Jonathan Linder, if you miss counting one day, you can continue counting with a bracha because the rest of Klal Yisrael counted. The Rav said, who cares? I mean, I'm happy the rest of Klal Yisrael counted. We want to get him to do mitzvahs. But why does that impact me and save me that I missed and I can what? And I can count weiter. What does it say in Menachos? Uspartam lechem, shetei sviru lechol lechem lechem. Each guy has personally got to count. That's a whole shadow in the post from whether you can be yotze with Shomei Kaona. You know what Shomei Kaona is? I listen to a friend count. Not the brach. I listen to him count. You know Shomei Kona? Can I be Yotzu Shomei Kona? That's a whole question in the postgame. But ideally, every guy should count personally. So if every guy should count personally, what is going on? That the rest of Klal Yisrael counted, I'm okay. Who says this? Morenu Shebedorenu. He doesn't identify who it is. Sefer Achinuch. So the Rav said, what's going on? If it's all one mitzvah with 49 legs, I missed my leg. What is the rest of Klal Yisrael counting? Help me. correct? But if you hold the second approach, what's the pshat the Rav said? Listen to this clearly. The other Klal Yisrael, other members of Klal Yisrael, can supply for me the context. They gave me the rut, the bridge. So therefore, I can use their what counting and say I can go fight to myself, because they created the bridge for themselves, and I can plug into that bridge to allow me to count by the with bracha. You follow what I'm saying? So three Mar Mekaymis, the Rav proved that the second approach is right. Okay? You got me so far? So, this is a tremendous chiddush, the Rav said. So the Rav said, based on this, let's just get it, based on these three Mar Mekaymis, the Rav said, Hashtadasis Nahaki, now that we've arrived at this point, he said, now we can try to be Masber the Bahag. Because, have you guys ever heard of Ketziris Omer? It's a Mishnah in Menachos. What did we say yesterday the Omer was made of? Barley. It's made of barley. They used to cut it at night. How'd they see it? They had no electricity. They used to light torches. Mishnah says Menachos. As a mitzvah, they'd be coats of the Omer. When was that? At night. The Torah compares the counting with the harvesting. If the harvesting is at night, the counting must be done at night. You follow me? So the Rav said, plug it in. When you count at night, you have a kiyum hamitzvah. What does a kiyum hamitzvah mean? You get points in Shemayim from who? From Hashem. When you count in the daytime, you're not going to get a mitzvah at all. No points in Shemayim. But what do you have? A Maisa Svira. You have the bridge that has been created. So the Rav said, that's the pshat in the Bahag. The Bahag says, you count at night with a bracha, because that's the Kiyuma Mitzvah. The bracha is on the Kiyuma Mitzvah. What are you accomplishing by counting the daytime? You're not getting a mitzvah. But what have you created? What have you created? The Ritzifus, the continuity. You follow me? You created the continuity. And that will allow me to what? If I forgot night of eight, and I count the day of eight, I'm allowed to count nine with a bracha. Why? Because on day eight, I didn't get a mitzvah, but I still had my what? I still had my continuity. I had my ritzifus. That's the pshat in the Bahag, said the Rav. The way we paskin. Not like the Mishnah Berurah that the Bahag was based on what? A sfeik-sfeika. Is it at night, or is it in the daytime? And even if it's only at night, but each halachic day is distinct. That was the Bahag, right? Mr. Bruce says, that's John Bahag. The Rav said that Bahag didn't say it was based on the same. The Rav said, no, it's not based on that. What is it based on? That each day is a distinct mitzvah, and what does the Torah require you to do? Link them together. Link them together. But if you miss a night, you won't get king mitzvah and shamayim from Hashem, but what will you get, Yisrael? If you count in the daytime without bracha? You'll have the what? I can't hear you. You'll have the Ritzifus, excellent. And that will allow you to count with what? That will allow you to count with a bracha fight. That's what the Rav said shot in the Mahalach. It's not based on a sfeik-sfeik at all. You got that, guys? You got this Mahalach? This is the way we passing like Mahalach, but there are two approaches to how to be Mahalach. Mr. Guru Zatzal and the Rav Zatzal. Okay, so I want you to chazer this over. Let's break down. We have the Seder, we have the Mar Mekaymis. Okay, go over everything we did. Chazer over.